Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I wanted to take a moment and personally welcome you to our course, Change Your Mind, Create New Results. Now, we have been doing this course for many years, and we've worked with many companies and organizations all around the world. By the same means, I have worked with a team of scientists and researchers to demystify the process of personal change and transformation. And we use science in this course as the contemporary language to demystify that process. And we serve it to you in a very simple way. So please don't be intimidated by science. I'm going to make some assumptions before we begin, and I'm going to assume that many of you believe that your thoughts have something to do with your destiny. And by the end of this course, hopefully we'll prove to you that that is the truth. One of the models that we use to help you understand you in the process of change is the simple idea that your personality creates your personal reality. Now, your personality is made of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So the present personality who's sitting in that chair has created the present personal reality called your life. Which means then, if you wanted to create a new life, a new personal reality, that means you're going to have to change your personality. And you're going to have to become conscious of your unconscious thoughts. You're going to have to become aware of how you speak and how you act. You're going to have to notice how you're feeling on a moment-to-moment basis. You see, the problem is that most people try to change their life without changing themselves. And in order for you to create a new personal reality, you're going to have to change your personality. So now, I want you to know that you already know how to do this. I think that all of us, at some time in our life, we've all done something great. And we've got to the point where we started asking ourselves important questions like, what would it be like to be happy? What would it be like to be healthy? What would it be like to be in love? And when we ask those questions, we switch on the very creative centers in our brain that allows us to speculate possibilities. And the brain begins to work as a creator. And you're going to learn the science of creation and begin to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it so that the how becomes easier. And when we ask those questions, we have to search for answers. And when we switch on the creative centers in the brain, we could only use what's stored in the brain based on the knowledge you've learned and the experiences that you've had. And those are the raw materials, the building blocks for you to begin to create a new life. And when we get clear on a vision of the future, we will call that a clear intention. And many of us, when we started to think about a new life, a new personal reality, a vision of the future, the passionate person who can hold that vision in their mind begins to experience the emotion of that future before it's made manifest. And when you combine a clear intention with an elevated emotion, you begin to change your brain and body from living in the past, a familiar past, into living in a new future. Because you know how to do this already, we've all done this. We've had to keep that vision alive every single day. We had to remind ourselves of the thoughts we wanted to think, the choices we had to make, the things we had to do. We had to review our goals, the experiences that we wanted to achieve. And every time we reviewed those experiences and those goals, we felt more of those elevated emotions that caused our body to get a taste or a sampling of the future. And by the same means, we couldn't go back to the same familiar personality. We had to write down the thoughts that we no longer wanted to think. Thoughts like, I can't, it's too hard, I'll never change. We had to make different choices. We had to begin to become conscious that we had to break certain habits and no longer do things the same way, and become so conscious of those unconscious habits, we wouldn't go unconscious in our waking day. We thought about the experiences with certain people and certain things at certain times and places that we wanted to avoid. And we had to stay aware of the emotions that we were feeling every single day that kept us connected to the past. And by doing this over and over again, reminding ourselves who we do want to be and reminding ourselves of who we no longer want to be. The biology in the brain and body begin to change, and when we arrive at our vision, when we arrive at our future, when we arrive at our goals, it's no longer the importance of getting what we thought we wanted, it's who we become in the process. In this work, you will learn what it means to change. To change is to be greater than your body, to be greater than the conditions in your environment, and to be greater than time. That is our model to understand change. You'll understand that you have three brains that allow you to go from thinking to doing to being, to taking knowledge and information, and through practice and application, begin to experience it and embody the truth of that knowledge until you ultimately become it. You'll understand the difference between living in survival and living in stress and what it does to the brain, to the nervous system, and the body that stops us from living in a creative state. We'll also demystify the understanding of what it is to truly be in a state of creation. Why? So you could be more innovative, more creative. You could collaborate with your team. You can communicate better. This is the place we call the sweet spot of the generous present moment. That's when we are creating, when we're so involved in the process that we lose track of time and space. We'll talk about the creative center in your brain called the frontal lobe, and we'll demystify the process so that you have within your reach all the tools to begin to make measurable changes within yourself and ultimately in your life. We'll talk about what it means to change your brainwaves and the science behind that, because in order for you to begin to change unwanted habits and automatic reactions, you're going to have to learn how to self-regulate and change those brainwaves so you can get beyond the analytical mind and begin to rewrite a new program. And we use meditation as the model to do that, and we will demystify it in a very scientific way so you can begin to practice your own personal changes. And now we understand, after all these years, in order to change a culture, we have to change individuals. And when we change individual by individual, a new culture emerges. I hope you enjoy.